Last week, Congress passed a controversial six-year extension to something called Section 702. This portion of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act allows the National Security Agency, without a warrant, to obtain communication records from electronic service providers relating to foreign nationals in foreign countries. So far, so good, keeping track of non-citizens in foreign countries. But here's where it gets complicated. The law also allows the NSA to access database information that relates to American citizens in the United States who may be in contact with those foreign nationals in foreign countries. The renewed law does say the government must obtain a warrant before they can access information that may be used in a criminal prosecution. But there are no such restrictions in cases of counterterrorism, counterintelligence, and counterespionage. Remember, Section 702 does not require a warrant. So the government will, in fact, be conducting warrantless surveillance of U.S. citizens who are not suspected of any kind of illegal activity. Now, the argument is sometimes heard, well, if you aren't doing anything wrong, why should you care if the government is watching you? But that's not the point. The point is that the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution prohibits surveillance or searches without a properly obtained warrant based on probable cause. Another issue is that under FISA, you will never know if the government has access to your information because the service provider is prohibited from telling you they have cooperated. Once again, issues of civil liberties and national security have come into conflict. But I would think, with all their technological prowess, the government could find a way to ensure both at the same time. I'm Larry Burris.